The Jericho Network on Westwood One.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho. It is the pod of thunder and rock and roll. And it is Friday today. And what better way is there to spend a Friday or the whole weekend than at an amusement park, right? Well, if you like amusement parks, and even if you don't, if you like Cody Rhodes and Zack Ryder, it doesn't get any better than being in amusement parks, because the two of them, strange bedfellows for sure, the two of them are amusement park aficionados. They got an annual VIP trip to Disneyland in California, plenty of experiences at Universal Studios in both Orlando and Hollywood, with lots of opinions on which rides are best, which themed attractions are best, and frankly, which park is best. They got some hilarious stories about some of their adventures at Disneyland and Universal. And if you listen carefully, you just might pick up a few little known facts about Disneyland. All right, so buckle in and stuff the bottom of your shoes with rolled up socks so that you can make the minimum height requirement for this ride, something that Cody Rhodes knows a little about thanks to his amusement park loving mom. Get ready to laugh your ass off with Cody Rhodes and Zack Ryder. One of them may or may not be a pecker checker. We're going to find out all about that. Like I said, these two guys are a riot, Ryder and Rhodes, amusement park aficionados. And it's actually pretty funny in that Cody... this is a week before he left the WWE. We recorded this in like Greensboro, South Carolina, or Greensboro, North Carolina, somewhere like that. And he said that he was thinking about leaving the week before, but then when I invited him and Ryder to do this podcast, he decided to stick around for one more week just to get this in the can. So thanks to Cody for that. Cody, of course, now going across the world, killing it everywhere around the world. And we're going to talk about some of his upcoming bookings later on in this show. Ryder and Rhodes, the amusement parks of America, only here on Talk is Jericho. You're not going to get the same old on this show, are you? Just like you never got the same old with Matt Hardy when he was on the Broken Matt Hardy episode. And listen, if you haven't checked out the Broken Matt Hardy episode of Talk is Jericho from a few weeks ago, give it a listen. It's a huge hit, one of my highest rated shows, Broken Matt in its entirety. There is no Matt Hardy. There's no behind the scenes. Matt has really lost his mind, and he is on Talk is Jericho. Prime up and check it out. It's a few episodes ago. It's the perfect way to get caught up for the upcoming Final Deletion 2 happening September 8th on TNA Impact Wrestling on the Pop TV network. It's going to be another epic, let me just say, this is turning into like a movie. It's the best thing that TNA's had in a while. I think Decay shows up in Cameron, North Carolina to attack the Broken Matt family. They're pretty much baby faces at this point, but you're going to check it all out. TNA Impact Wrestling. I'm going to set my DVR for it right now. The Pop TV Network, September 8th, Final Deletion 2 is coming up, and it's going to be hilarious. Speaking of hilarious, the Rhodes and Ryder Amusement Park tag team about to get underway. But first, it's a tag team pairing of a different kind. Loot Crate. Finally, Loot Crate has joined Talk is Jericho as a sponsor. It's about time. I've heard you've done a few other podcasts in the past here in Podcast One, but you stayed away from Talk is Jericho. Well, now you're in the big leagues, baby. You're hanging out with the hosts with the most. That would be me. So Loot Crate has just created the greatest tag team in Crate history, the WWE Slam Crate. It's a bi-monthly mystery subscription service tailor-made. It's a bi-monthly mystery subscription service tailor-made for all you die-hard fans of the WWE universe. And the first Slam Crate in the series is the Founders theme. Wow. This crate celebrates the first in WWE history. I wonder if they're going to have the first Undisputed Champion in there somewhere. Here's a little sneak peek, though, at a few of the items that you will find in the Founders theme crate. It's got the first card for Austin Aries, the greatest man in the world who's down in NXT right now. A random few crates will have autographed versions. It's got accessories from a very special first lady of wrestling, and a special treat to commemorate the first in-ring destruction of its kind. Intriguing, right? You can't get this stuff anywhere else. People, for less than $30, you get over $60 worth of merchandise in every crate. I'm talking about licensed gear, clothing, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. And because you listen to Talk is Jericho, Loot Crate is giving you the chance to save $3 off your new subscription. Head to lootcrate.com talk. Enter my promo code talk. But you got to get on this because there are limited quantities of this founders theme box. And once they're gone, they're gone. Like I said, you don't know what you're going to get in it. You know, it's going to be quality stuff. You know, it's going to be WWE official merchandise. It's like when you used to go to a party when you were a kid and they would give you a loot bag when you left. I mean, did you used to get those in Canada? We used to get a loot bag where you'd open it up and like, oh, there's a parachute, a pooper trooper, we used to call them. And there's a chocolate bar in here, and there's a stick of gum, and there's some plastic vampire teeth. Those are great. Not going to get those in this version of Loot Crate. It's the WWE Slam Crate, the Founders Theme Box. What's going to be in there? Check it out, because once they're gone, they're gone. So go to lootcrate.com/talk and use the promo code talk to save $3 off your new subscription. Let me tell you this. Ash, the fish expert, is loving his Loot Crates. We get them every month. I always let him open it up and check out what's in there. So check out lootcrate.com/talk and you will get a surprise. You're going to love it. Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I was reading a tweet from Cody Rhodes, who was saying, does anybody want to see a podcast with me and Zack Ryder about amusement parks? And I had no idea that you guys were into that sort of stuff. So I texted, if you guys want to like tell people about why you should have a podcast on amusement parks, I'll give you the form. And you guys are both here. Zack and Cody are here. Amusement parks. What?
There's a deep love for the attractions world that comes from both Zack and I. There's a large difference in
I wouldn't say the difference is that large, Cody. I like to go on the rides. Cody likes to sit on the bench.
What do you mean sit on the bench?
There's a fundamentally different approach
to amusement parks.
To how we do amusement parks.
You continue, then I'll ask you. So first of all, go ahead.
Well, no, the fundamental difference we really have is that Zack is a Disney guy.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. Well, let's back up a little bit. Cody and I have worked together for about 10 years, and we were never friends. You know, I didn't really like the guy. And then...
Well, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And then I found out through... remember Tony Dawson?
Who's that?
He used to be an announcer here.
Oh,
and he used to work at Universal Studios in Hollywood, and he like did the backlot tour. And like, so I love theme parks. So we talked, like, you know, Cody likes theme parks too. And then I started talking to Cody, and now we're friends.
Well, you know,
10 years.
The reason we were not in the, for 10 years, we've only been friends for two. And there was the period of time where, you remember the brand split?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was in Deep South when, you know, developmental. He was in OVW. Cody refused to go to Deep South. It would only go to OVW.
We were supposed
to have this tag team match, the Major Brothers, for Sean Spears and Cody Rhodes, and he refused to come to Deep South. He was too scared.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Like, too scared as in, like, I'm your scared brother?
No, because it was... Deep South had a reputation of being kind of hard.
Okay.
Kind of tough. Cody couldn't handle that. Cody's the guy who walked into OVW claiming he never wrestled but had been training for years prior.
I was told to maybe deny a little bit of any foreground I had in
the fact that you're Dusty's son.
In the fundamental training area.
Okay, so you were stationed in OVW. No, you were stationed in
I was
Deep
OVW.
South,
yeah.
Cody was OVW.
Yeah.
So, and logistically, OVW was Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky.
And Deep South was
McDonough, Georgia.
Yeah.
Deep South hometown.
AKA Atlanta?
Yes.
Right outside Atlanta.
Okay. So how far is that from Lassiter? Just kidding.
Hour 30 minutes.
Okay.
Hour
now,
30.
I know Cody's about to tell this story. They tell us all the time. The
I don't have to tell it. I don't.
It's a big lie. Go ahead, because it's
I would like to hear it.
Okay. Here's why the tag match mentioned never actually came to fruition. It was supposed to be me and Sean Spears, Ty Dillinger,
Perfect 10,
who is one of my favorites. We were supposed to go on a like talent exchange type thing. They had done it once where Deuce and Domino went down and wrestled the Major Brothers.
And we beat him for the straps, brother.
That'd be you and Hawkins.
Right? And back then, before the pipeline existed between developmental and the office, it was apparently the greatest thing ever done. And we literally had to watch it on Thursday tape day. We had to watch the whole thing with Jody Hamilton with his mask on, talking to some guys in the stands. Deep South TV was rather unique. But we watched it, and it was cool. Here are these random – we know they're all under a WWE banner, and they're from Louis. Like, it was cool. A couple of things happened that the tag match didn't come to fruition, the main being – Deep South closed, and we never got travel. We were never told when we were doing it. We did cut a promo.
We did, yeah.
They also cut a promo. We were more than ready to go, but it closed. Where it gets a little hairy is Zack and Curt Hawkins, who I have a unique perspective on Curt Hawkins, and it might have been because of this one incident. They did not have a good experience in OVW, and I felt bad because I loved OVW. It was like college to me. I was maybe there wasn't enough learned about wrestling, but it was so much fun.
See, when Deep South closed, myself and Hawkins got moved to OVW, but in that week's time, we debuted on the new ECW brand.
Okay.
So our first night going to OVW, we had just debuted on TV the night before, and this is where Cody's lie of a story comes into play.
Not a lie at all. We do.
Some of it is true, and I will tell you the parts. I'll let him tell his lies.
We do Wednesday TV, OVW TV. There's a pre-production meeting at 11 a.m. with all the talent, talking about what's going to go on. That is our... that's our big event. We don't most of us hadn't gone up to TVs yet or seen a WrestleMania.
It's a TV taping.
It's a TV taping. It's our big event. Everyone knew they were coming. Everyone was told who's big coming
promotion
over.
Promotion versus promotion.
Well, this is just them moving. Oh, everyone knew they were moving. And anyways, we do the TV taping, and Mike Bucci is it's the very brief moment in WWE, the timeline, that Mike Bucci was...
Which is crazy to think. Mike Bucci,
I love Bucci.
Supernova. I don't remember what his name was here.
Simon Dean.
For us, was full-blown head of talent relations.
Like Jim Ross / John Laurinaitis / Mark Carano. Like he's the top guy.
He we didn't even get to speak to Johnny that often. So for us...
Oh, so Carano was your... sorry.
Mike Bucci is head of talent relations, which is unique in its own right. But never a problem for me. Anyways, we do the TV taping, and... after the TV, you have the post-production meeting where it's kind of like a celebratory. If somebody screwed up, there might be a, hey, you can't do that. That'll get you, you know, big trouble up there, and that we don't want that representing our brand. But for the most part, it's a celebratory thing.
Right.
So what happens next is what will forever affect my opinion on Curt Hawkins and for a very long time, Zach. The door over by the concession stand...
a lot of this is false.
Flies open. Yeah. Flies open. And I shit you not. Curt Hawkins walks in like Scott Hall coming out to the NWO music. He's got the hands in the airplane stance, leather jacket. There's no music. There's no production. We're having a meeting in a bunch of bleachers with people sitting on the ring facing us. Mike Bucci's face lights up. And I quote, and let me get this right. He says, "Oh, my gosh, guys, they don't know who you are, but you sure as hell know who the... they are.
Wow.
They just debuted on ECW. Come on over, the Major Brothers." They come over, big group hug in front of all of us, and then Zach and Curt Hawkins sit up on the ring apron facing all of us, all of the talent. Some of these guys are... there's some guys at OVW that are 35, 40 years old and wondering what, why the... and it instantly... most of us dislike them from the group.
How was Ryder walking when Hawkins
was... he was, in fairness, not in airplane stance. I guess he was playing the like Kevin Nash.
All right, now here's the truth. So we had debuted the night before on ECW, and I think the show was in like Alabama. So then we drove back to Georgia, and we're like, "Hey, let's be proactive. Let's just go right away to OVW as quick as we can. Let's get there." So we drove, packed up the U-Haul, drove all the way there, and it was late. It was Wednesday night. The show had just ended. So instead of going the next day, we're like, "Hey, let's just show up now and meet everybody and kind of show face that we got there as quick as we could."
Except you missed the show. So yeah, you just come to practice the next day.
We did miss the show. That's true. So we do come in at the end, and he's right. Like, they're about to start this production meeting. We shake hands with a couple people, and we sit up at the top of the bleachers with everybody. There was no Scott Hall entrance, right? There was nothing like that. There was no leather jacket. It was May, okay? Wow. There was none of that. The part that is true is Mike Bucci was there. He's you know, he does congratulate us. He says, "The Majors, I love you guys. You know, you work hard. Come on down. You debuted last night." We come down. We did the group hug because we were all friends, and he was proud of us. And the group hug is true.
Did you sit on the apron side?
I don't think we sat on the apron, but I don't want to bet money on it. But we did do the group hug.
I swear the quote was, "They don't know who the F you are, but you all know who they are. Just debuted on ECW, the Major Brothers." And I would bet the farm that Curt Hawkins walked into that back door in full-blown Scott Hall stance.
That is not true.
So that led to you having an interesting...
that was the first.
Curt and Zach.
That was the first.
That was the first. But then over the years, once you found out about your love of amusement parks, you became friends?
There was one other snafu.
What's the other?
The rumor was that on the SmackDown brand, Curt Hawkins and Zach were pecker checkers. So,
this rumor was started by Cody Rhodes.
Please define the term pecker check.
Somebody checking out the other guys in the shower. That was we didn't know. We didn't know because the brand split. We really weren't in locker rooms with those guys.
There was big Edgehead Legacy Heat, apparently.
which I didn't know about.
From the Legacy.
But,
you guys weren't Edgeheads yet, though.
We were Edgeheads, like, just at the same time, maybe before.
They were the Edgeheads a year before the Legacy kind of, like, took off, I guess.
After you debuted in ECW.
Yeah, this is, like, way after.
You became Edgeheads, there's Edgeheads, and then Legacy Heat, where you were with Teddy DiBiase.
I did not know there was Heat. Apparently there was.
Well, you're starting these rumors.
I just was told that they were pecker checkers. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that's weird. So that was the second thing. With
Zach, were you?
No, this is not true. Peckers. This is not true.
Pecker check.
I think Randy Orton is the one who told me.
Absolutely not that. True.
So
I think Tony Greer was a pecker checker.
Oh, man.
I think there's a lot of them. Yeah. I don't know. But
I mean, it's kind of hard not to sometimes, but you have to be careful you don't get busted on it.
Well, it's the Tom Zink thing. If it happens right in front of you, what are you supposed to do? Are you,
yeah, exactly.
Like, throw your head into the air or, like, move around? Away, yeah. Like, what can you do?
Right. Okay. So, all pecker checker accusations aside, then finally, you literally, because somebody told you that he liked amusement parks, you thought, well, I'll give him a try again?
Well, we started talking about parks and stuff like that. And we ended up going. Where was the first park we went to?
Oh, it was the VIP tour
of Universal,
that you thought was a rib.
I thought it was a lie.
That he thought I was at an elaborate
ruse. As you can tell by this podcast, the one with Woods, Cody is a notorious liar, you know?
I hate that.
So he,
I hate that he
says
that.
And he has all this legacy money that he likes to spend, you know, cha-ching, legacy money. So the new Harry Potter ride at Universal Studios was opening up, and Cody, with his legacy money, bought a VIP tour, which is pretty expensive for himself, Eden. And then he invited me and my girlfriend at the time.
Just because he knew you like...
It was I was... Universal is my... That's my, like, wheelhouse.
Okay.
So, as a kid, when I would go, like, travel around, especially in, like, when we did Tampa, Miami, Orlando, all that, I'd always make my mom take me to Universal. So, this is, like, my... Love is right. For all
that's
things of the Universal family, and especially the expansion made by Universal. We had never probably hung out outside of work, and I started texting him the night before. Was it only one day? Did I only give
you a
couple
days? And then, like, it was the night before. Hey, you come in, let's do it. Like, I had the tickets.
I had one of those anxiety moments where I was like, well, we could just wait until the crowds die down, because at the time it's 3 hours just to get in to the actual Harry Potter land, and then it's another 3 hours to ride Forbidden Journey. And no, this is Diagon Alley we did it for. Diagon 3 hours to get into Diagon Alley. Express. Three hours to do Gringotts or whatever. So just ridiculous. And I had a little anxiety over it. I was like, whatever, we'll just buy the VIP thing. And
legacy
I told
money.
Him. But I didn't
Hashtag
that's a big
money.
Thing. That's a big purchase. So you go ahead, you can have up to like six people. I was like, well, we need he should go. This is cool. This is something he'd be into. And he thought I was ribbing him.
So I do go. I book my tickets that night. My girlfriend and I at the time, we fly down. I text Cody, hey, bro, we're here. Where should we meet you? No response. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Keep texting him. Nothing. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I just flew down here with my girlfriend and Cody. This is all a lie. It turns out Cody didn't wait for us to get to Universal. Went on rides before us, before we got there, and just for that, his phone fell out of his pocket and broke and shattered.
I did break my phone.
But what time were you supposed to meet at?
Probably like 11 a.m. or so.
11.
They're early.
I got there a little early, and I made the decision.
You went on that ride that we were all going to go on before us.
Brandy and I made the decision. In case there's any, like, this is a brand new ride. It could have maintenance issues. It could be shut down the whole day.
For now, there could be.
In case that comes up, we both committed to the idea that we would lie and just say we haven't done
now,
it yet.
Did you tell him to go early? Did you get early then because you didn't want to see
No, at the time we lived there. It just was
lived there.
It was just coincidental. And my phone did fall out under the tracks and was shattered.
So then what happened? Did you
get in touch with them? We utilized multiple eyes in the park, including my dear friend Ron, who is basically the guy who works out front of Krusty Land with the Krusty Land shirt on.
Oh, he actually is Krusty from the Simpsons ride.
Yeah, looking for Zack Ryder, to which we had to describe like what Zack will be wearing, and it was
How'd you describe him?
I said he'll be wearing the tightest shirt ever. Highly likely his arms will be oiled.
They were not oiled.
And
they were not oiled
because he is big on. Another big
I'm a
fundamental
coconut butter
issue
guy,
is please notice me. Please notice me.
No.
In these situations,
right,
I don't want to be.
No, I don't
want to
be noticed, Cody. I put the hat all the way down. You're the one.
Backwards hat, tightest shirt you've ever seen.
Oh man. What's that?
With cocoa butter?
Cocoa butter on the arms.
No, I'm saying when I wrestle, I use cocoa butter, not oil. So
I don't
it wasn't.
Know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But they found him, so my description was accurate. They found him.
And they brought bring him to me.
Yes, they found him. We hooked up there, and then it was a great day.
It was a great day.
I learned a lot that day.
So as if you're going to a park, Universal, what are the best places to go? The best rides?
Definitely the Harry Potter rides, the Hogwarts Express, and the Forbidden Journey. But see, Universal, this is why I kind of beef with it. They have a good ride, and they don't care about nostalgia. They'll just kick it out and replace it with something.
Oh, I see.
You know, so like
they had the Terminator ride.
That's still there, but they had Back to the Future. The great, not there. Simpsons.
Oh,
Simpsons. And now the DeLorean is next to a bush. It's just sitting there next to a bush. Yeah, right.
I love taking a sad photo of Zach
every
by the
time
DeLorean,
I take it next
sits
to a
behind
bush.
Bumblebee Man's tacos. I love it.
Bumblebee Man's tacos. Because you went earlier. You went, oh, when we're talking about the Terminator. Not a good ride.
Terminator is a very dated ride that's obviously on the way out. It's completely dated if you look at the canon involving the films. It's basically the video they play before is actually comical now because by some standards this technology is actually available. Cyberdyne Industries, what they're offering, Shaq
in his Lakers jersey
with an optical implant shooting a free throw. This is you're playing this to an audience of folks that know Shaq, don't know Shaq at all from not being the guy who could hit free throws. They know him as like the Gold Bond guy, like
sure the dancing guy from Grown Ups.
Yeah, so it's almost funny, but it's one of Zach's must. Haves.
Got to go on it.
Now, see, Cody has been to these parks numerous times, so I like to go on all the rides, try to get it all in. Cody just likes to sit, relax. Hey, if we go on it, no big deal. And Cody also wears flip-flops to these parks.
I don't see how that's a problem.
Flip-flops.
So I did not know flip-flops were an issue until the young lady who came with us the first time, because Zach's brought several different young ladies on these trips.
Save the best for last, though, right?
Save the best for last.
Save the best for last.
The young lady who came with us on the first one.
Husky.
We were getting ready to actually aboard the Hogwarts Express.
Is this the girl that you wrote the song Hosky about? And if you haven't heard Zach's song Hosky, please go on iTunes and look it up. It's great.
It's a great song.
So we get to Forbidden Journey.
Which is a Harry Potter.
It's the original Harry Potter attraction at Islands of Adventure.
Actually, I don't know if we went on Forbidden Journey.
You know what? It's right. We're boarding the Hogwarts Express, and we're heading to Diagon Alley. And so far, we've had a good day because these VIP things, they literally walk you on.
It's the only way to go.
They do.
Unbelievable, right? I've been with my kids, and that's the only way to go.
I will never wait on lines again. Yeah. Although now I know how to play with the system at Disney, so I don't have to wait on lines.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
You know, she looks at Zach and she says, "Gosh, I guess I didn't need these after all." And she points down at her tennis shoes. And
Nikes, like some, you know.
And
Nike
I said,
airs.
"I said because I couldn't just let it go." I go, "What do you? Did he require you to wear, you know, closed-toed shoes?" And she said, in a very like stern, "This is a conversation they've had multiple times." Well, when we go to the park, Zach usually likes to run from attraction to attraction, so it's important to wear.
There are certain times, certain parts. This is before
we're being toured around. We can do whatever.
We had been
want.
To Disneyland and Disney World prior. This is before the FastPass Plus electronic FastPass system, where you had to go to a ride, insert your park ticket to get the FastPass, and then you had to do a lot of running around. You did
like literal running.
Yes,
like come on, honey,
or a slight jog. You know,
he's a big. This comes up a lot in the park world. Looking at Zach, and he'll go.
Look at the time.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, he's hitting the watch.
It's the only way I know, literally.
Hitting the watch. Like,
looking at me and just tapping his wrist like we're behind.
So you want to, squish in as much as you can, fit in as much.
Especially if we have this VIP tour where we're paying, you know, a guy to take us ride to ride. We don't have to wait on the lines. Let's take advantage of this. When else can you go to a park and literally not have to wait on any lines?
Clark. Griswold. Is 100%. You are going to have fun no matter what.
My cousins, the Halawatics, Chad and Todd, they do the same thing. They'll make a list and they go on vacation.
Itinerary, see?
To where by the time you're done, it's like, I want a vacation from this vacation.
From the vacation.
This ain't no vacation, man. This is worse than a job. So, Zach, do you go and get the map?
I make an itinerary, yes.
Circle all the rides?
We have this new tradition on New Year's Day. We go to Disneyland and we do a VIP of Disneyland.
Both of you guys do this every
year? Yes. And Disneyland and the California Adventure Park that's right next door. And I don't make an itinerary minute by minute, but maybe hour by hour, ride by ride.
I made him an itinerary once. It was kind of a joke, but everything was on there. I actually ended up making him an itinerary once. Yes.
So let me ask you this. So Disney now, when you're talking about upgrading the rides at Universal, Disney still has some of those same old dumpy rides.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, if you're a kid, if you have kids.
Sure.
I understand. It's a small world. It's fine. Pirates of the Caribbean, it's the same, except they got Johnny Depp's face on a couple of pirates, but it's the same damn thing as it was when I was a kid.
I'll admit, I appreciate the nostalgia, and Universal has been, you know, every year just knocking out new rides, but Disney's finally stepping it up with Star Wars Land coming, Avatar Land.
They have to, right?
They are, and I think Disney's just a way better experience.
Disney is the big earner. They're never going to be topped terms of ticket sales and the overall gross, but Universal for the last... Over 10 years now, the expansion they have made and the attempt at not only child attractions, but the adult having a good time.
See, and that's the thing, because I remember when I went to, probably back in 2000, I was with my friends in L.A. I was let's go to Disneyland. Yeah. We went there, and it was the most boring freaking thing. Because I remember thinking, like, let's go to a roller coaster.
Right.
And you couldn't find it. There's Space Mountain.
Right.
And the rest are all the kids' rides. And you realize... Disneyland really is, or was at least to a certain point, for kids. If you don't have kids to go there.
That's what I tell Zach.
But you disagree.
See, when we go, we have a great time on New Year's because what we do, we go to California Adventure
we
first.
Dress
where
it
you're allowed to drink at California Adventure.
Okay.
So we go there first, have our drinks, and then go over to Disneyland. It's a lot more enjoyable.
What's California Adventure?
There's a roller coaster there, California Screaming.
Right across, and it's also the way they have Disneyland, unlike Disney World and the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, like where you're getting on buses and ferries and all these, like where there's a bit of a trek.
Yeah,
park to park.
A better one-day experience.
Disneyland, you literally walk across a little pebble walkway, and the next thing you know, you're California Adventure, and then you're at the original Disneyland. That's how we do it.
Okay.
And
this is how we do it. That's another Universal story.
That is. Zach is the only person I've ever seen, and I've been to the theme parks with my grandfather. I've been to the theme parks with all my family members who a wild bunch of people. He is the only person I've ever seen cut off at a Disney park, cut off from drinking.
Cody, that is
cut off.
Cody, you're only allowed to have three drinks with dinner.
He's the only
I had three. I wasn't cut off. And they even said, you're fine, but.
We're, again, on one of those VIP tours, we're really allowed whatever we'd like.
Sure.
And she was unable to continue
so
to serve
him. You asked for a fourth drink,
right.
And they said no.
Basically.
The predecessor to the margarita is a drink called the Daisy.
That's what we had. We had a couple daisies.
The Daisy. And they made us daisies at this wonderful, I wish I knew the name of it, bar that is at California Adventure.
Carthay Circle?
It's almost like where adults go to mingle while like kids go out in the park. And they make an ice sphere there that literally stays its exact shape and doesn't melt at all. They'll do it right in front of you. But in lieu of that, this time he created what's called the Daisy for us, which is apparently a drink that's the predecessor to the margarita. And Zach greatly indulged in the Daisy to the point where they said,
"Enough." It's a vacation, you know.
You know,
and you were cut off.
I thought you were going to tell him about the when he did the karaoke at City Walk.
Oh, when he turned into Zach Ryder, like
I don't know.
Again,
City Walk was a great place.
City Walk is great.
We used to go, as I'm sure you know, I'm sure Dustin did it, but they used to tape worldwide WCW in Orlando. So we would always be in that Kissimmee area, which is downtown Disney,
yep.
AKA City Walk.
City Walk's the Orlando, actually.
Oh, in Orlando.
You're downtown Disney is where you guys were because they did that taping.
Okay, downtown, but that's where they had. Like it was kind of the same thing. You just go walk around.
Yep.
And it'd be like all the bars and clubs. You just go from place to place.
Yes.
Okay. So City Walk is
Universal.
Universal.
It's their pretty much their same take idea. Their that's take it. On it. Mm-hmm. And we went. Zach wanted to go the night before we went to the actual parks. He wanted to go to a karaoke bar.
They went to a karaoke.
Or Emma wanted to go to.
It's not just a regular karaoke bar. It's like
not at all.
A band. It's not just like
it's live karaoke.
Live karaoke.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's great.
And I kind of chickened out when I saw the situation. I was like, I'm not going to be signing up for this. I'm just going to watch. He went up. He filled himself out for two different songs, just in case, to up his chances. Two different songs. And it's not like a bartender calling your name. Like, there's literally
on the screen.
LED board.
It's a huge deal.
Like, coming up.
And it's Steve Sanders, right?
Steve Sanders. That's my go-to name.
So,
Steve Sanders has been on this podcast.
He's the best.
Steve Sanders, you filled out for a Backstreet Boys song. And then, obviously, Montel Jordan.
Yeah,
this is how we do it. Those were the two songs. And No... joke. We're in a very loud karaoke bar, and it is very intimidating. There's a full backup band,
and the people
singers.
Going up are like legit professionals.
Yeah, there's a couple ringers because they're like they're
like Pat. They just hangs out at karaoke bars.
They're filling up the house as we're sitting there, and I'm like, geez, he's over there, finger in his ear, literally saying, "Am I high?" He's trying to find a tune, and I thought like, oh, he's being funny.
Yeah.
But then I can see him turned away from me, so he's not trying to entertain
me.
This is how we do. And he's got finger in the ear trying to find
that is
his
true.
Tune. So now, like, we see on the board, it's coming up, and like, there's like the bartender literally did just go up and just tore the house down. Somebody went up, did Fleetwood Mac, tore the house down. So he's like.
I was a little nervous.
There's this total hipster host too, sideways hat, flirting with the two backup singers, and like just like C-level host to an like just awful. And Zach fully went from being relatively inebriated to a full-blown entertainer in a span of just hearing his name. It's like if he was wobbling. Before that, he stood straight up, straight and narrow, marched the stage. The guy goes to say something, and hey, buddy, Zach literally swipes the mic out of the guy's hand. And it's Wednesday night, right?
It's Wednesday night, yeah.
And he says, I quote, "I'm Steve Sanders, and this is how we do it." And just points at the people behind him like, hey, start playing. He's the only one who even utilized the stage. He's got his foot on the speaker.
He's putting on a show.
And the big pop was because it's, you know, in the song,
it's Friday night. Yeah.
He goes, it's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
He holds the mic out to the people. Huge pop. He's moving all around the stage. The two girls are just like looking at each other like, we don't need to do
this anything. Is my karaoke song, so I don't have to look at the words. I know right. it.
I found.
Even though you're not sure what the tune of it goes. Right. I can't find your tune.
I found it very cute because Emma was like standing up, like filming him, and like they're having like this whole. I was like, this is unreal.
I thought it was great. What a great night.
Honestly, there was no one who could follow him. He tore the house.
Tore the house down.
Tore it down.
Response.
It was awesome.
I felt like a complete chicken shit. And then
we're
I went
not going.
We're not going.
So, yeah.
And then I went to the bathroom, and this guy goes, "Hey, is Steve Sanders, Zach Ryder," and I just,
of course,
he is. He did a great job.
We were in Panama once, and we stayed at a casino. The only time we've ever been to have a show, and there was a karaoke night started. So it was.
I was there.
Were you there
with you and Ralph?
Ralph, do you remember Santino?
Yes, yes.
So Santino goes up there. We all did. Like me and Punk and Mickey James did Summer Lovin', which is on YouTube. It was a lot of fun. But Santino goes up for Summer of 69.
Yeah.
And when he gets up there, he just starts going off much like you, where he's like, it's the summer of 69, not 65. And then right in the middle of it, he just starts chatting, Hogan. You remember that?
Yeah, because he didn't know all the – he thought like, I think I know this song. And he was like really entertaining a pretty rabid bunch of people there. And then he just gave up basically and started a Hogan chant.
It was the motherfucker. Summer of 69.
They loved it, though. And stage manager Ralph went up on your second one.
Sandman.
And he's just back there air guitaring.
Yeah.
Like
with
a true
hair down.
It was nuts.
Like Otto the bus driver from Simpsons.
Yep.
Okay. So we've been talking about Disneyland and Universal, but let's talk about the other parks that you two have been to. But first, I want to talk about something that's just, it might not be as fun as any amusement park, but it's just as rewarding. I'm talking about DDP yoga. All right. You think I'm kidding, Ryder? You know what I'm talking about. DDP yoga is awesome. Okay. You know how much I love it. You know how much I do it. You know how many lives has changed. Jake the Snake, Scott Hall, Rich Ward, AJ Styles, Corey Taylor's into it now. And of course, me, Chris Jericho. And the cool thing about the new DDP Yoga Now app is that it not only lets you do all the workouts right from your phone, also has a bunch of other cool special features to keep you on the path to healthy living. Like me, man, lost 12 pounds and 3.5% body fat in the last month. Yeah, DDP was a big, big component of that. And you can use DDP as well and the DDP Yoga Now app to track your heart rate and your calories that you're consuming. You can use it for pain tracking, measurements, even progress photos. You can check out DDP's cooking shows. He hosts a gluten-free, dairy-free cooking show and always has special guests popping up to cook with him. That's right on the app as well. And DDP Yoga Now app subscribers won't ever get bored doing the same workouts over and over again because DDP's added completely new 2.0 workouts and weekly live workouts
from the DDP Performance Center in Atlanta, Georgia. And for a limited time, you can get the DDP Yoga's DVDs for 20% off, 5, 10, 15, 20, plus 3 months of full access to the DDP Yoga Now app. You just got to go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. That's all you got to do to take advantage of this great deal. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho and get 5, 10, 15, 20% off the DDP Yoga program, plus 3 months of full access to the DDP Yoga Now app. That is a value. That is a bargain for you. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Change your life today. Get in the best physical and mental shape of your life. I guarantee it'll work for you just like it worked for me. And hey, don't forget March 15th, 2017, 193 days and counting until we get the biggest podcast ever. That's right. Mick Foley joins Talk is Jericho. The countdown is on. 193 days. Mick Foley is going to be here. It's going to be amazing.
College football is back in the biggest, most epic kickoff weekend ever. Top-ranked teams and top-tier matchups.
We have as good an opening week slate of games that I can ever remember.
Number 20 USC takes on the top-ranked defending champion Crimson Tide. Number 10 Notre Dame faces Texas. And number 11 Ole Miss battles the fourth-ranked Seminoles. The road to the college football playoff starts Labor Day weekend on ABC, ESPN, and streaming live on the ESPN app and watch ESPN.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha F335 acoustic guitar, just $99. Or get a Luna Soprano ukulele, only $49. Plus, the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing. Lessons for the beginner on your list. And gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center.
Okay, so we're talking about Disneyland and Universal. Now, have you gone to other parks, or is it always you always stick with those two?
Stick with those two, but we've been on multiple VIP tours.
I go to other parks. Zach has an issue.
I don't want to go on some random roller coaster. You know what I'm saying?
If there's no theme,
yeah. Oh, you want a theme?
Yeah. I want a theme. Oh, I want to be in Harry Potter.
And I quote, "Dude, I can see the frickin' parking lot." Yeah. If there's no theme, like, because I like a lot of the steel stuff. Like,
give an example of something that doesn't have a theme.
Cedar Point.
Six Flags.
Yuck. Magic Mountain. I love that stuff. I love big coasters, the coaster competition between, like, Cedar Point and Magic Mountain in Valencia. I love that. That place is great. But the lack of theme, and then he like really delves into like, dude, they're still using these Warner Brothers characters. Like, what's like? He really like digs into the negative.
I'm not a Six Flags guy.
What's your opinion on that?
I just like the theme. You're at Six Flags. It's like these pimply teenage kids. Like, they don't want to be there. You know, there's at Disney World. If you're going to Tower of Terror, they pretend that they're working at the Hollywood Tower Hotel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
I
love the theme.
So you don't like the carnies that are hanging?
Yeah, like I
want to
feel like I'm there.
He doesn't. The magic can't be broke. For example, if you're a Disney employee and you break the magic for him, it upsets him. Same with the first thing he does when we go on these VIPs is he'll say to the person, "Tell me some facts."
Yeah.
Right out of the gate.
Because I want to know. That's their job.
So what kind of facts will they tell?
I just want to know the secrets, you know, some like where the hidden Mickeys are at Disney World and stuff like that.
How many people live in Disney City?
Sure, stuff like that.
How fast this goes. Is there a gym in the, like,
Matterhorn,
in the Matterhorn? Like, he just wants some of the facts he already knows.
Yeah,
like, he could out-fact somebody.
I just want to test that.
Yeah, last time we got like kind of a cool guy who just wanted to be kind of cool, and he was like, "Oh, I knew, you know, wrestling. I'm kind of into jujitsu." It was like, guy was very, very nice and a great VIP, but Zach just
the girl from the year before was way better.
Why?
Because she didn't break the magic.
That's she was also a fan.
She was also
like a quarter of the way through the trip. She showed us pictures
of signings and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next year that was Zach's date for the New Year's party.
So the big snafu that year was I meet him in the lobby at the Grand California there, and
Disneyland Hotel.
We meet him in the lobby. They went and all had this like big VIP breakfast.
He
skipped me on a morning event too, and then like
revenge.
Me and Brandy meet him, and
because you didn't want to go to the Miz's party the night before because you don't do West Hollywood.
Well, I went eventually to his party, but that year I didn't. Anyway, so
you guys go to the party, then you slip on down.
Yes. Right. So Zach is approaching me again as a different young lady with him this year, who looks about 19 years old.
She was not 19.
Anyway,
I think it was her 21st birthday that day or the night before, actually.
Happy birthday. This is the first snafu that happened.
Oh, the snafu.
Is I okay. I always make an attempt. Brandy is my wife, so we want to make an attempt to involve whoever Zach decides to bring to the park. And how are you, know, like, what are you like, what are you into, and have you been before, and oh, you'll love the, I don't know. And then, like,
feel welcome.
Exactly. Well, in my attempt to try and make her feel welcome, we, the first thing we do, we go to California Adventure and we started drinking. My attempt to make her feel welcome is Zach and I go over to get like a few beers for the whole group, and I say to him, I say, hey, man, she's really nice. She's good looking. That's cool. Good for you. And he says, don't worry. After today, chick is done. So now the day just started. I have to pretend for the next 12 hours that
poor girl, she's going on a VIP tour at Disneyland.
She's on the chopping block, and you have to pretend that she's going to be.
That was it.
He did the classic, flew her out first class for Mrs. Party, flew her back coach.
No, just, it's coach just, both ways. Just, I don't have that legacy, buddy.
Don't get carried away. Why did you bring her out then?
Because I needed a date for the Mrs. Party and a date for the VIP tour, and we had kind of been seeing each other casually. But then those 3 days in LA, I knew it's over. I can't do it. The age difference. I'm a very mature man, Chris. You know that about me. And
he needed someone to go to the park. And, he would go to the park by himself.
I just couldn't handle it. Just couldn't handle it. And like at the party, you know, it's just Miz lives in this like MTV Cribs beautiful home, and it's elegant.
It's ridiculous. Years.
People are dressed up. They're drinking champagne. She's in the corner with a Bud Light in a can, Chris. A Bud Light in a can.
The look of disgust.
Like, listen to him.
So what's worse than a Bud Light? A Bud Light in a can. And I said, this is it.
That's it. That's the defining
moment.
What
happened was, I was texting my friends, like in a group text, like, this is it. After tonight, she's done.
By the way.
She's done. What happened was, I don't know if she saw it over my shoulder or if later when she was taking a picture of us, went through my phone, but she saw the message.
Oh, no.
Yes. So we had to go to Disneyland the next day.
What better?
She still went?
She still, of course she still was. A VIP tour, Chris.
What better way? Better place to go than the most magical place on earth in the midst of this whole scandal.
That she's done at the end
of
the day.
Yep.
Was she upset?
She's very upset. And I didn't mean for her to see the message.
For sure, of course.
Yeah, but she did. But she went to Disneyland the next day, and she got
and Zach did treat her to a very good time. Because
it was a VIP tour.
He promised her that she would meet Tigger, and he forgot to tell us that he had promised this
First
character.
All, I designed the trip. I designed the itinerary. I don't have to let you guys know every little detail.
Which he didn't. So he's giving our VIP tour guide the signal that I told you about earlier, pointing to his imaginary watch. And we're all, at that point, pretty deep in over at California Adventure, not aware we have to run anywhere. And we legit, me, Dolph, Dolph's date, Brandy.
Oh, Dolph was there too.
Yeah.
Dolph was there. We had to run to Disneyland, and we took away the moment that I thought what he'd be all about when you kind of just walk into Disneyland, you go down Main Street.
We were pressed for time, Chris.
There's
we had to meet Tigger. They're not just there all day.
Like a legit certain time, right? Like a legit Brazilian tour guide has his hand up about
because
25 yards
so
ahead
we
of me.
We need to get to Tigger. So, yes, I am power walking, and my hand is up.
25 today. Yards ahead of us. Like, you guys got to keep up. We're running. A fan runs up to Dolph. Hey, can I get a photo? We took it while running to get to this Tigger experience that they were waiting on us because Zach had paid money. It wasn't like we were going to miss.
There's a window.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to be there forever.
The guy was – I'm positive. Whomever was in that Tigger suit was waiting and was well informed as to what he was going to get because he was incredibly – welcoming to all of us, and we got the photos. We did get the double thumbs down from Eeyore because we walked right
we
by
show
Eeyore
love.
on our way to Tigger. He gave us a double thumbs down.
Eeyore was
that picture. That picture is infamous because it's a great picture of all of us, but some of the folks who have now come to the park have changed. So we just copy and paste and Photoshop new people into the photo.
Whichever girl Zach brings to the park
from time to time. Well, we save the best for last.
Save the best for last. Well,
do you get a lot of fans coming at you up to you guys?
Well, I mean, it doesn't help that Cody's wearing that legacy T-shirt.
I'm not wearing a legacy T-shirt. It doesn't help how Zach presents himself with the Oakleys, the tightest gold gym shirt ever.
I don't know,
and the hat backwards.
Low.
And you know about the hat, right?
Oh
no.
Okay.
This is the story, Chris.
Great.
This is the one I did one.
I think Zach's been legitimately upset with me twice. This was one of them. This is the most recent VIP tour?
No, 2 years
ago. Jeez, man. 2 years ago, and Cars Land is the new hot attraction over at California Adventure.
I hate you, Cody.
And Cars Land is...
Cars like the movie.
Yeah, yes. Like the movie Cars. You know, the McQueen race and all that was really cool. And it was at the start of our VIP
it's
tour.
The first ride we went on.
And I wasn't even thinking. We're right in, and Zach,
it's
of course...
It's a six-person ride.
Zach doesn't want to get... anything to drink right away, which is what I wanted to do. No, he wants to go right to it. So it's his day. So we're going to follow him. We follow him. And I don't know why I make the suggestion. I said, why don't we just do like the guys in front and the girls in the back in the six-person car or whatever. I didn't know I had done anything wrong. And looking back at it as we went through the ride, I was kind of just like enamored and thought it was pretty cool. The Imagineering that went into this attraction is excellent.
Great ride.
It's a Disney word.
Yeah. Yes. And Zach's holding his, you know, his hand on the hat. Like on all the kind of moments where everybody's got their hands up and like the moments of like air you feel and stuff like that. And we get off the ride. I don't think anything of it. And Zach gives me, the only other person who's ever done this to me is Vince. Zach gives me the two finger, come here. Yeah. And he's standing over by like the wood fence and he looks at Dolph, same thing. And just under his breath says to us, I can't sit up front with the girls behind us. She doesn't know about. And he points to the...
To his hat?
To his no, head? To the small bald spot. That the wrestling's worst kept secret. The small bald spot that exists.
A thinning spot that, you know, I might or might not have to sprinkle some stuff in while I wrestle.
We talked about that.
Wrestling's worst kept secret. When Zach takes a bump, you might notice there's a small spot. A small spot on the map. And I think this is funny. Like, oh, my bad. You know, like I almost went to say something to Dolph. And he looked at us and he looked at me with the most stern set of eyes I've ever seen on a man other than my father. And he said, no, don't make it a thing. And we didn't laugh and we didn't. And that after that, it was always understood. Zach will sit
in the back.
In the back. So that's
the girls in front.
Yeah. So I can take my hat off that.
So he doesn't have to. Because in the picture, he's holding.
Why don't you just sprinkle the stuff on?
Because it's very uncomfortable. And then you're sweating with the hat on and stuff.
Well, you wouldn't have to wear a hat if you had the stuff sprinkled on.
Yeah, I'd rather just wear the hat. Because I like to be kind of like incognito.
So now we know. Now we know.
Okay, right. He said, you can wear it, though.
He sits in the back.
It's like Elton John. Everyone knows he's got a toupee, but he wears it anyways. And that's just the way it is. So
it's like Elton John.
And there you go.
It's not a toupee.
It's a hat to cover it up.
It's, you know, a small spot. And we protect it. We protect it.
So, Zach, you mentioned earlier that you you know how to play the system at Disney.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In Disney World, there's something called Fast Pass Plus, and everything's on this Disney World app nowadays. So if you
go on the app, and you can find out how long the lines are.
Right. But you could if you buy your tickets online, you could also book three rides in advance. You could also book your dinner reservations in advance, all on this app. So you get three fast passes. So I want to do Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Railroad, whatever. But my suggestion is to do them all in the very beginning of the day, because after the third one runs out, you have like unlimited fourth one. You know what I'm saying? So I always time it so I never have to wait. Also, with like dinner reservations, if it says like if you're trying to get into like the Beauty and the Beast like castle and you can't get a table for two, you know, keep trying like every day, every 10 minutes until like someone either cancels a reservation or try table of three or four or five. And then when you get there, oh, it's only two of us. You know, what are they going to say? No.
Right.
You know, so there's ways to play the system, because after going on these VIP tours, I cannot wait online.
You can't go back.
That's a game Zach likes to play. In Europe and stuff, he'll be like, guess the wait times for Space Mountain.
Yeah.
In the States?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he'll look at the app and, hey, well, guess the wait time and stuff
Have you guys ever been to European Disneyland?
I would love to go to Disneyland. I would love to go to those. I have not.
Tokyo Disney Sea is apparently the greatest Disney park there is.
Which is that?
I believe there's Tokyo Disneyland and then Tokyo Disney Sea, which is like on the water. Oh. And that's where a great deal of their like investment went. Like large amounts of money has been spent on like, I think it's Journey to the Center of the Earth. Like some of these attractions are ahead of modern day attractions. Right. Not unlike Universal's getting ready. They bought the rights to Nintendo. They're going to roll out all their Nintendo stuff in Japan or at Singapore, I'm not sure, before it happens.
To test it out or to see?
Well, they did the same with Transformers, and then like Transformers was in Singapore.
What
and
a
then,
great
boom,
franchise to have the park.
A year later. See, that's another thing. He's down on a lot of the Universal like, franchises.
You get
characters.
Rid of Back to the Future, but you build Transformers?
Like Woody the Woodpecker offends him that it's not like Mickey Mouse. He's down on
you
a lot.
Like I agree with you on the Back to the Future, because instead of getting rid of it, update it.
Sure.
Because people love those characters and that concept.
Right.
And it's time travel, so you can do anything that you want, right?
There's so much they could have done with it. And now, you know, they're building only like Fast and the Furious. That's cool. The Jimmy Fallon experience. I guess that's like, I love Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, like it's cool. But like, all these classic rides, they just destroy.
What other ones did they get rid of?
Like Back to the Future.
Back to Ghostbusters. Kong,
Ghostbusters.
Was a big one.
Jaws.
You literally, on Rip Ride and Rocket, you drive
go through the firehouse. The firehouse. It's an embarrassment.
I love it. I love sickening. It.
God, guys, calm down. I don't want to break out in a fight here. But speaking of Ghostbusters, I know you're a huge Ghostbusters fan, Ryder. So let's talk about the new Ghostbusters movie. But before you tell us how you feel about it, I already know how everyone feels about winning huge amounts of cashola. That's right. And here's a great way to do it. You play one day fantasy football at DraftKings.com. Yeah. And if you use my promo code Y2J, you can play for free with your first deposit. How cool would it be to win the $1 million top prize playing fantasy football at DraftKings, huh? Now, the regular season is just about to start, but you know Tony Romo's already been hurt. You know Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater just tore his ACL. My wife, Jessica's horrified about that. He's going to be out for the season, but that doesn't matter at DraftKings because you can choose a different quarterback every time you play. And like I said, if you use my promo code Y2J, you can play for free with your first deposit. Playing daily fantasy at DraftKings means no season-long commitment. It means you're not stuck with the same players, and it means you get a shot at big money prizes every single week, all right? With DraftKings, you can play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. You can create a custom league with your family and friends, or you can join an existing league and go head-to-head with fantasy players all across the country. So hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash in on week one. Don't forget to use my promo code Y2J, and you will play for free with your first deposit. The promo code is Y2J. You're going to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in the week one contest, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. You want to play fantasy football? Play in the big leagues. Play with DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. All right, Zach and Cody. Wasn't that a Nickelodeon show? I remember my niece and my kids used to watch the Zach and Cody show. Well, this is a new Zach and Cody show for you, and they love nothing more than a good day at a great theme park. And in fact, up until his WrestleMania match in April, Zach said he had the best day of his life at Disneyland. All right, that shows what kind of a guy he is. That story's coming up right here, Amusement Parks of America with Rhodes and Ryder. But first, I got to say thanks to TrueCar and the TrueCar app. Not only are they one of the great longtime sponsors of Talk is Jericho, they also helped me to buy my brand new 2016 Cadillac Escalade, and what a great experience it was. TrueCar and the TrueCar app made my car buying process fast and easy. I was in and out of the dealership in an hour and a half, which is ridiculously fast, especially when you're buying a car. All of you guys have bought a car before. You know, you got to sit there for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, drinking cheap instant coffee and a donut. Didn't have to do that. 90 minutes. Didn't have no coffee, had no donut. I was too busy driving out of the dealership to be drinking coffee. And you can do it too. And if you're not looking for a brand new car, TrueCar and the TrueCar app can also help you buy a used car. There's over 500,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. So whether you're looking for a brand new car or a gently used car, you can get upfront pricing information from TrueCar. So you can enjoy a better car buying experience. Using TrueCar and the TrueCar app lets you see what other people paid for the car you want so you can determine a fair price and feel confident when you buy your car. TrueCar connects you with the local certified dealer of your choosing who will honor your guaranteed savings, which makes your car buying process quicker and easier. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off MSRP, and over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar certified dealer network. So don't worry about finding a certified dealer. There's over 11,000 in TrueCar's network. So when you're ready to buy a new car or a used vehicle, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. I did it. It was cheaper for me and it was faster for me by using TrueCar. You can do the same thing. Remember, some features are not available in all states. You are a huge Ghostbusters yes. fan. You post pictures of your toys.
Adult collectibles.
Sorry, adult collectibles. Are you offended by the new Ghostbusters?
I'm not offended by it. I just, you know, I wish the third one would have been with the original four guys.
But you didn't want Bill Murray to sleepwalk himself through? Well, it can't be the original. Harry
Great point.
Dead.
Well, I mean, they waited too long.
Yeah.
So that's it.
But Ghostbusters 2 was awful.
I disagree.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know there was a second Ghostbusters, and I asked him about it, and I mean, just a litany of expletives and deep, deep, like, he's very big into Ghostbusters. It's not a franchise I ever really hooked up with.
I'm not going to hate on it until I go see it.
Because what I'm saying is, if you look at, if you're a franchise, like you mentioned Transformers, you're talking about Star Wars or Indiana Jones,
It's perfect right now because those two places, Disney and Universal, are looking for new stuff all the time.
Right.
So Disney buying Star Wars.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer because whatever they spent on it, was it $5 billion or $4 billion or whatever it was?
$4 billion.
They'll make it back off the movies eventually, and they'll make it back off the rides at the park within 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Just what they've done now. They haven't laid, like, at Disneyland, they haven't laid a brick yet on the actual Star Wars. Like, it's at Hollywood Studios that they've started work on Star Wars Land itself. Right now they have, what's the name? The Launch Bay. Star Wars Launch Bay is at both Disneyland and at the Magic Kingdom. And really all it is
Hollywood Studios.
It's at Hollywood Studios. It's a character. We went to the one at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's a character.
Disneyland is
in
California.
California.
Disney World is Florida.
Yeah, and then in Orlando at Hollywood Studios, they have the same thing. Essentially, it's a character meet and greet where you can meet, well, you could meet Darth Vader. Now you meet
Kylo Ren,
Chewbacca, and then like Captain Phasma and like Boba Fett's walking around, Jawas too, Stormtroopers. But essentially, it's merchandise sales and it's memorabilia from the films.
And they got us. As soon as we walked in, we both bought the new Kylo Ren lightsaber for like $250.
Yeah, but that's one of the like moments where I saw pure childlike joy and happiness when he walked in and he said under his breath, he said, "This is the best day of my life." Because the Launch Bay's got the music playing, the John Williams score.
We're about to meet Darth Vader. We didn't turn the corner, but you can hear his
voice. Can hear him talking. He literally said, "This is the best day of my life."
Right now. Now, was that before or after WrestleMania where you won the title?
I was before.
Okay, so with WrestleMania winning the title.
This year was pretty good. WrestleMania number one. So maybe meeting Darth Vader number two.
Okay, second best of your life.
Yeah. It's the real Darth Vader, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I mean, that's so smart. So what are they planning on doing there? Are they going to build a whole
land, rides, everything? Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable.
So do they have to buy new land or what do they do?
They're just, I don't know if they have to buy new land or they have just knocking things down. At Hollywood Studios, they're knocking things down.
Hollywood Studios is a ghost town.
Well, right now.
Becoming a ghost town.
Universal, I have to admit, is really causing Disney to step up their game because these Harry Potter lands are unbelievable. Well, I've never seen the movie until I went there. I'm like, I need to see the movie.
Diagon Alley is the...
It's the best.
It is the top thing. It is the premier piece of theming / attraction / if you're a fan of that world or not. Being like stepping into wow, I'm somewhere else. I'm absolutely on vacation.
And I'm definitely not at Six Flags.
I can't see the parking lot. It is
my girls
the bar.
Went there. Well, my son went too. My girls were into Potter and they bought the gowns.
Yeah. Oh hell, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they bought the wands.
We bought the wands.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm not sure if it's diagonal. You go in there and you can actually cast spells.
Oh yeah,
it's
like
unbelievable.
This. That's amazing.
It's great.
Yeah,
I don't know how they did it.
I mean, the detail is just ridiculous. For like, instead of saying like employees only, it says like no muggles on it's the Diagon Alley is mind-blowing.
Disney is probably spending as much money as they're making into it to continue to improve.
I've heard
step up their game
just our little insiders. Zach and I have our little insiders amongst the park. I've heard it's very much like it's directly reflecting what they did with Diagon Alley. It's going to be an immersive, you walk in and so many more
virtual reality almost.
Like so many people are fans of Star Wars, it takes you to another place.
It's gonna be a whole
a galaxy
world.
far away.
You mentioned earlier that you went to amusement parks with your family.
Yeah.
Did you ever go with Dusty to an amusement park?
No, I couldn't imagine. I think it's one of the things that complete difference of I don't think that was anything that ever even appealed to him.
Not.
Yeah, that was just something my mom and I would do. I got all these pictures, like, she used to wear the free merch, so she'd have, like, the WCW Sting shirt on, because in, like, the early 90s was, like, the only shirt. It was, like,
she just wears a free shirt.
The Sting, yeah, she'd always have the free Sting shirt on and a purple WCW fanny pack, and, like, it's just me as a kid. And she was, like, pretty aggressive with my, you're going to get on this ride, because she used to stuff socks in my shoes and stuff to get on like coasters I wasn't able to ride.
Tall enough?
Yeah, so that was
good,
like,
mother.
My first experience, and I like forever. I brought her to Halloween Horror Nights a few years ago just to see if she liked it, and she did. But she was legitimately kind of older lady terrified. So maybe.
Now is that something? Have you guys ever done that?
We did it this year for the first time.
So that's cool. That's fine.
I was scared to death beforehand, but I loved it. It was such a great experience.
At Universal,
yeah, they turned that park.
Great job.
It's not even a park at night. It's like, whoa, I'm in Universal. It's unbelievable what they do. It's
what do they have there? What themes do they have? Because they've done the same. They've bought Walking Dead, and they got Rob Zombie to come in and do a house.
Last year, so our friend Michael is the Vince, basically, of Halloween Horror Nights. And last year, he was cool enough to, he met us up front.
That was the best.
And he walked us around, and he is the boss boss. Like, one of the Jasons went to give us the, hey, you can't be back here. And then he saw him and just turned, like, turned.
That's how you finally beat Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, and
this guy.
We're walking through the park, and people are asking asking him for the picture. We're just standing there, a bunch of idiots, you know, like, yeah. They want a picture with
What's
this
that
guy.
Michael Eisner, is it?
No, okay, I just say Michael because I believe his last name is pronounced Aiello or
Aiello.
We don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's a genius.
He's the best.
And he's the one who searches a lot. Like, not only does he say, okay, we've got this property, we've got this IP, or we've got this thing we're creating on our own. He actually like goes out and meets with the head of these properties, like Landis, when it comes to American Werewolf and stuff like that. He meets with these people and says, "What do you want? How can we make it authentic to you? How can we make it feel?
How can we make our ride, yeah, or our, yeah, house, our, yeah, attraction?
Yeah, how can it appeal to you?" And I know, like, he does an amazing job. He's very over in that in the horror world. It's pretty cool to see, actually. And for him to walk us around was like, we walked through one of the houses they had made on their own, 25 years of mayhem with Jack, who's Jack is a clown. He's created by Universal. He's one of their properties that they created, and they brought him back for this past year. And we walked through, and he said it was a little, you know, a little too much fog on that one part. We almost, and then he sent a guy a text, and we walked through again a little bit less full. I was like, wow, this guy is the
every detail,
yeah, real deal.
Scary stuff, though.
It was awesome.
What scared you?
So much scared me, but it came to the point where I wanted to get scared. That was so much fun. Like, I was afraid I wasn't gonna like it, but I loved it. And there's just people like running through the streets with chainsaws. It's great.
Which, even here's the thing I always think about, like. If somebody was legitimately like a crazy psycho killer and was in there running with a chainsaw, they would fit right in.
Yeah.
You come right up to you, be like, ha, 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 yeah. And they, you know, they get you.
I didn't even think about that.
I always think about that freaks me out. When I was a kid, my mom took me, I remember I lived in St. Louis, she took me through a haunted mansion or something.
Yeah.
And like you said, the worst idea ever for a seven-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
So
terrified.
Scared. And the lineup was so thick, so full, we couldn't walk fast, so we were stuck. And we walked past this lady that was in a bathtub of blood.
Ugh.
And she was dead. I remember just like so screaming. My mom was like trying to carry me and hold me, and the lady saw me crying, and she tried to make me feel better by like smiling and winking. Yeah. Which, like, it's okay, but when you see a dead lady, yeah, in a bathtub come back to life and smile at you, made, yeah, me even more scared.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But yeah, those are fun attractions as well. I was thinking earlier, what we were talking about, though, about Disney and the merch and all that stuff. Is there a bigger merch item ever in the history of the planet than the Disney Mickey Mouse ears?
Oh, I think that's a staple, and that's something that's there year after year. Even when I was a little kid, I had, and it's like almost the same exact.
I have wedding ones.
That's what I mean. Just, like, everybody, yeah, at, yep, some point in time,
yep,
has had, unless you live like in, you know, Tasmania or something. What else is big sellers there? That you
I'll
see?
Tell you what. Don't wear Disney stuff to Universal. Zach will call you out. Yeah, he'll walk by, I mean, and literally say his breath.
That.
Wrong park. Or
yeah, wrong park. Like, yeah. I hate when people do that.
He gets
like,
really seems like
there's
an
nothing
odd
worse
thing to pick on people.
Seeing like someone wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt at Universal. Like, yeah, come on.
That's not right.
Even if this group of people can speak no English and they're just visiting, and he'll literally just, you're at the wrong park.
It's like, yeah, wrong park. A Rangers jersey to a Red Wings.
He very much believes in the competition. I feel like in the early 90s there was like this budding competition between Disney and Universal Studios.
It's
especially
still a competition.
I don't think it's a competition anymore. Disney is Disney. Disney is the
WWE. You can't compete with
Universal is competing with itself, I feel like. Every year, okay, well, it takes them 1 year to turn something around. They work 24 hours. Like, literally, they have crews work at night. They have crews work in the day. Like, they turn stuff out. Like, Reign of Kong. My favorite ride of all time is Kong Frontation.
And what Universal do to it?
They shut it down.
Shut it down.
To Zach's point, maybe they don't.
And what they turn it into? The Mummy.
Again?
Lee, anybody rides it every time
the
we
mummy.
Go. He acts like
the
he
mummy.
Was up 10 years ago.
Exactly what I'm saying. Like, the Mummy, like, why not get rid of the Mummy now? Like, come on. Like, Brendan Fraser is still, like,
I think
the
Mummy's a great ride.
But the thing is, I agree with that, but wasn't the Back to the Future a great ride? Wasn't that
it was
fun
the
ride?
Best.
Back to the Future was a great ride. I will say it's maybe of all the ones that they shut down, Hanna-Barbera, Hitchcock, the Psycho thing, all the Jaws,
Ghostbusters,
all the things they shut down, Back to the Future was probably the one that didn't need it, but they created that whole Krusty land now, and Simpsons is a massive franchise. Duff Beer, Duff Light, Bumblebee Man's Tacos, and the DeLorean
that,
is right behind.
Yeah, you it's insulting.
Simpsons, the DeLorean,
it's right there with a train and the DeLorean.
Flowers
it's like,
out
it's
of
disgusting.
It. growing out of that.
He takes a picture with it every time.
It's an iconic piece of like cinema history. It's just next to a bush.
Is it the actual one?
I don't know, but it's
it's symbolic.
It's supposed to be.
It's not treated very well at over there, E.T., but it makes me laugh.
E.T.'s still standing.
Yeah, E.T., Mr. We go on E.T., which is a classic.
But still, if you're going to shut down Back to the Future, E.T. is not relevant either.
E.T. apparently, and this is just park folklore, because Spielberg and all those folks who got in on the ground floor with Universal Studios when it opened in the early 90s, E.T. apparently can never be shut down at Orlando.
That's the rule.
Yeah, apparently. And I like to think it's the rule, because the one in L.A. went away, but the one in Orlando remains.
First of all, the whole park in L.A. sucks. Horrible.
Universal?
Yeah, Hollywood. Horrible.
It's on a weird piece of land.
Yeah, it's the layout's rotten.
It's kind of, it's out on top of Downbow Studios.
So it's by the real studio, actually.
It's on like the escalators and stuff.
What's that place called, the restaurant that we go to all the time? I can't remember what it's called. Not the Corral. It's like a Western.
Oh,
Saddle
Ranch. Yeah.
Saddle Ranch. Saddle Ranch. Yeah. Right up there, and then right across down the street is where the whole rides are.
Zach made us, the last time we went on E.T., he made us wait for him to take a picture, the bike picture, and the young lady who was taking the photo couldn't speak that good English, and she was trying to tell Zach, you're a little too heavy for the bike.
Because once you're done with the ride, you can either take a picture like on the bike with E.T. coming out, or in the closet with E.T. when he's dressed up as the girl, you know, as the doll.
We all recommended the closet one for other reasons, but ultimately he gets on the bike and you can hear it. and the lady's saying to him, and he's just smiling.
With
like,
Universal, you never know if it's going to be gone the next time you go.
E.T.
Now, what about,
never.
I saw Spider-Man. I went on Spider-Man ride. Was that
classic.
Adventure Island?
That's at Islands of Adventure, yes.
Islands of Adventure. Have you gone, is this now, the theme?
Well, it's weird now because Disney owns the rights to all the Marvel movies. So it's all like the... It's so dated in that part. It's all like 90s Marvel stuff. Not like the not like the Marvel from the movies.
I think it's – I love Marvel.
That Spider-Man ride changed everything.
Yeah, I love the Marvel.
That's the best ride I've ever been on at the time.
Yeah, now the Harry Potter rides kill it.
Kills it.
I love the Marvel Island. It is very bizarre, though.
It's dated.
If you're over 12 years old, it's weird because you know these – you're watching the Avengers. You're watching Captain America Civil War. You know that these are not – they're almost two separate sets of Marvel characters. Yeah,
it hasn't been updated.
It's very, well, it'll they can't update it. Why? Because they
– because Disney owns Marvel.
Disney owns Marvel.
So unless they sell the whole park to them.
They only own the theme park rights, and they own them for an absurd amount of time, I believe, like 2030
like They're just redoing the Hulk, so I imagine that's going to be there for a long time. They're redoing the whole ride.
People are still going to these places?
Oh, absolutely. It's great stuff.
They love it. It's just weird. If you're a modern day MCU fan of all these,
it's like the
movies.
NWO Hulk, you know, NWO Spider-Man.
NWO Hulk, NWO Spider-Man.
Now, what about you guys ever go to water parks? Is that
I love water parks. Cody doesn't like water parks.
I love water parks. Brandy doesn't like to get wet, so
I would think that you would have a problem getting wet too with the
well. I thought we forgot about that.
He's big on tricking us onto going on water rides too. At that point in the day where you're a little like far gone, he's like, "Hey, come on, we gotta go." And it was 40 degrees on New Year's when we went on Splash Mountain, and then
he
brought
sprinkles.
Us to a dinner where we were outside and we're all shivering.
Okay, well,
he promised us his big sit down dinner.
The first. I will admit this was BS.
He
the first VIP
the
tour we did at Disneyland. It's a pretty expensive deal, and I trust the tour guide. She's like, "Hey, I got you into a very exclusive restaurant, blah, 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 blah." I'm like, "Oh, great, thanks. We'll go during lunch or for dinner." It was like this outside, like, barbecue. They bring us, like, buckets of ribs and chicken. We got to dig through, and I'm
dipping,
on a date.
Digging through this dart bucket.
And I'm
like not
I'm
even
so
knowing
what I'm so embarrassed, and we're, like, cold.
I was just
outside.
Cold. Here's Zach in a nutshell when it comes to these parks. I paid my money. And if I paid for the VIP thing or if I paid for an express pass, whatever it is, whatever denomination he's laid out, everything is being judged. Everything.
Okay.
One time I said, we like the Hollywood, the Animal Actors on Stage show at Universal. Most people
boring.
Most people groan at it because
it sucks. That's why they groan at it.
On a skateboard or something.
Yeah. It's
and it never works.
If you go and you have a few drinks, there's always a problem with the show. It's
Cody,
great.
Cody just
I like
loves
to
sit at the
I
parks.
Go sit and rise, and we watch the same show. And I told Zach and the young lady he had brought at the time. I said, just go along with this. Brandy likes this. Just go along with it. So we go, and this was on one of those VIPs. So I told our tour guide,
yeah, like so. Why don't we go on like rides? Anyone can sit in the Animal Actor Show. Wasting our precious time sitting at the Animal Actor Show that we can go to after the tour ends.
So they go, and I say, hey, we'd love to meet one of the animals, thinking they'll bring us the Men in Black.
Maybe Babe
Pug,
the Pig.
They'll
or
bring
something.
Babe the Pig.
We get a golden retriever,
and he buries the golden retriever. 5 feet away from the golden retriever.
So they
let us stay after to bring out this genius golden retriever that did all these tricks, and he hasn't turned away five feet.
Went to like Petco and took a picture of the dog.
He literally said, "I thought they would have brought us the pig." Jesus, like he everything.
At least the men in black pug.
From the moment you walk in. Everything is being judged. Every decision
good
I make.
Money.
If I walk by a ride, he goes, "What? Are we not going to ride it?" Like it's Clark Griswold.
What about the lemon slushy?
Oh, and then there was one in particular incident where one of his.
Well,
dates...
one time we went with Cody and Brandy. We kind of butted heads because this is when I was like kind of had enough of Cody. I'm like, "Are we going to ride some rides or what?" You know, because he will just sit and walk so slow and just stop and get a drink. And then I've never seen someone drink an alcoholic beverage slower than Brandy. So I'm like, "We're on the clock here.
She's a small girl.
We're on the clock. Like, oh my God, can you drink it any slower? We are paying to go on these rides."
Zach's date wanted a lemon slush and must have asked for it about 11 times. Mm. And the side eyes he gave her and then me.
And he dumped her the next day.
No.
Made us all aware that lemon slush was never going to happen and we're not getting it. And we need to get on the clock. Get on the schedule.
Yeah, get on the schedule. So you're not going to have the lemon slush.
She didn't have it. No. Maybe next year.
So when is your next trip? When your next?
It depends when the new stuff comes. Definitely Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, it'll be like three times this year. We'll do summer for Reign of Kong. We'll do Halloween Horror Nights. We'll do his New Year's Day. Yeah, he always treats us to the Disney one.
Oh. Yeah.
And then I do the Universal one.
Yeah, mine's way more expensive.
So you guys
then when you write him a check for it and he says, "No,
well,
I don't want
to." Cody wants to like
one.
Be like a big shot legacy money. He writes you a check for way more than he owes you. I'm like, "I'm not going to deposit this check."
Legacy was like 10 years
ago. I know. It doesn't make any sense. I love perpetuating
like
it.
Rhodes family legacy?
No, the legacy.
He's convinced that we were paid more than the, you know, when he was in the Pecker Checker crew. Like, he's convinced
we were the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's what I tell them.
We never had that triple threat.
I was going to say the headbangers, but what do you guys call the edgeheads?
they ran out. Yeah. Taker and chokeslam.
Yeah. You must have got some cash for that.
It was a great night. We never had that triple threat that you guys had.
In his life.
Yeah, but
was the triple threat you guys had?
Well, Randy, and Teddy did a triple threat at Mania.
Oh.
And
we never had Hawkins versus Ryder versus Edge.
And I think it's more of a timing thing than anything, but he creates a whole sense of economics that don't exist for legacy
money.
I've
never seen someone spend money like Cody Rhodes.
He's got that legacy.
As Arn Anderson said, spend it now. You will make more later. Worst advice I've ever given financially.
The exact opposite of save your money.
Yes.
All right, last question. Your favorite ride in either park today? I'm still I say Spider-Man, but I haven't been on a lot of the new ones.
It's a great ride.
I need to get hooked up here. But Spider-Man still always stood out to me as just a great ride at that time.
I would have to say it's at Disneyland this year for a limited time only. They transformed Space Mountain into Hyperspace Mountain and gave it like a Star Wars theme.
Ooh.
So like the Star Wars score is playing in the background. You hear like Admiral Akbar going, "It's a trap." And like there's just like laser beams shooting
through.
It was
very cool.
And like that's I don't know how they did it, but it rocked my world. We went on it two times in a row. It was incredible.
Yeah,
that's my number one. But who knows if it's ever coming back or
well, they have to update it. Because once again, the Space Mountain, I mean, we're laughing like Flair's catchphrase, ride Space Mountain. That's how long Space Mountain's been around.
Yeah.
Hyperspace Mountain, why not?
It was very well done. I thought they would just keep it for...
Because that's a killer ride because it's completely in the dark.
Yeah. So it's great.
Once again, just to add to your fears of like it could be a psycho killer running around with a chainsaw... I always have a vision that there's a beam has fallen and it's
God!
It just takes your damn head.
That's
off.
That's the scariest final dark ride.
You wouldn't even know.
You're not scared of the ride. You're scared of something going wrong with the ride.
Something falling. Yep. You would never even know.
Isn't it like one of those Final Destination movies where they're on the roller coaster and they all die?
Right. They'll watch that.
God.
Are you going Hyperspace Mountain too, Cody? What you?
Here's the best way I can break it down. One of my favorite rides is not at Universal or Disney. Maybe my favorite ride of all is actually at Magic Mountain in California, which
is a regular old roller coaster.
Which is X2. And my favorite Universal ride of all time was Kong Frontation, hands down. Disney, I would definitely say Hyperspace Mountain.
That must continue. Yeah. We'll find out. All right, so remember, if you go on Hyperspace Mountain, Zach cannot sit at the front.
Actually, I can't because it's in the dark. It's in the dark. It's okay.
Anything where there's multiple rows, he has to sit in the back and don't make it a thing.
So after all that, Are you siding with Cody Rhodes, who think Universal Studios is the greatest theme park? Or are you a Zack Ryder guy and think that nothing beats Disneyland? Hit me up on the Twitter, at TalkIsJericho. Cast your vote, hashtag best theme park. Do you think it's Universal Studios like Cody? Do you think it's Disneyland like Zack? Or is there somewhere else? Hashtag best theme park. Post your thoughts at Talk is Jericho on the Twitter. And you can see Cody Rhodes. He's back in the pro wrestling business. He's in action next weekend as part of Wrestle Pro Live. Cody's taking on Pat Buck, the amazing Pat Buck, at the Rahway Rec Center in New Jersey on Saturday, September 10th. You can get tickets at WrestlePROOnline.com. Cody's on a mission, man. He wants to prove to the world that he's one of the best wrestlers in the business. And you can get your chance to see that at Wrestle Pro Live. Cody Rhodes versus Pat Buck this Saturday, September 10th. WrestlePROOnline.com. Get your tickets now. Don't you dare miss it. And I know how much you guys dig podcasts. I don't want you to miss any of the great podcasts on the Jericho Network. Right now, Keeping It 100 with Conan is a huge hit. It's kicking ass. It's a hilarious show. You got to check out the guys every week. Conan, Disco Inferno, Shane Helms, Kevin Gill. This week, they had the NWO, the Wolfpack, Sean Waltman, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall were all there. And they had a great discussion about the sanctity of the flag in America. There's nothing sacred. It's funny. It's thought-provoking. Conan, he's got a hit show on his hands, guys. So check it out and go to iTunes and subscribe to that now. And if you're looking for more laughs and ridiculous stories, I can't stress enough to check out the Team Tiger Awesome Show. Episode number 3 is dropping this Sunday. I guarantee that Monday, Truly Engage will have you laughing your asses off. You heard them here. Who's hot and who's not? Star Wars Symposium. Batman versus Superman. They're on their own now and having, their show is, if you're looking for a laugh, it's quick, it's funny, and it will flow by fast. Once again, go to iTunes, click subscribe, rate, review, all of that great stuff. So many great shows on the Jericho Network upcoming as well. And I want to thank you guys for sticking with me and thank all you guys for supporting the great Talk is Jericho sponsors, including ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get 20% off the DDP Yoga program, plus 3 months full access to the DDP Yoga Now app, which is going to help you immensely. DraftKings, use my promo code Y2J to play for free with your first deposit. Go to lootcrate.com, use the promo code TALK, save $3 off any new subscription of a box full of great, great stuff, including the WWE Slam Crate this month. Don't forget True Car, the fastest and quickest way to buy a car. And of course, the OG sponsor, Amazon. All my Amazon links are on the podcast1.com on the internet. Click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. I got them Amazon links for the USA, UK, Canada. Every time you use the Talk is Jericho Amazon links, Amazon kicks back a small percentage to this show to help us cover production costs. You can buy anything you can think of. There's no hidden fees or extra charges. Make sure you post what you bought. Hit me up on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho. I will retweet you and I will follow you. I want to see what you guys are buying on Amazon through the Talk is Jericho links. Once again, podcast1.com. Click on the Killer Deals button at the top of the corner of the page. Then hit that Talk is Jericho button. All right, keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. And keep listening next Wednesday. Returning to Talk is Jericho, Jesse Ventura is here. Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse the Mind Ventura. He's coming here to talk about his new books, Shit That Politicians Say, and Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto. And Jesse is on a roll. Wait till you hear what he thinks about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Wow. Jesse is a great, great, great talker for sure. And he's going to be back on Talk is Jericho this Wednesday. Stick around for that. In the meantime, and in between time, have a great weekend. Stay hard, stay cool, stay hungry, and a big yeah boy to you and yours.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcast1.com. That's podcastone.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha F335 acoustic guitar, just $99. Or get a Luna Soprano ukulele, only $49. Plus, the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing. Lessons for the beginner on your list. and gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center.
Trump's victory. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute.
It's always a lot of fun when you win. If you work hard and lose, that's not acceptable.
At the White House, President Trump welcomed Republicans from the House and the Senate who passed a bill overhauling the tax code. The president says the middle class will be seeing the effects of this bill very soon.
The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000. They're going to have $2,000, and that's, in my opinion, going to be less than the average. You're going to have a lot more than that.
The tax overhaul bill also includes a corporate tax cut.
We have companies pouring back into our country, and that means jobs, and it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies.
Democrats have criticized the tax package as a giveaway to corporations and the rich. The tax cuts for businesses are permanent under this tax bill, but reductions for individuals and families will expire after a decade. I'm Ed Donahue.